Roger, yeah, and did you get the bush out?
I got it down almost flush with the ground, so it looks good enough. And, boy, I tell you, that thing, the roots must be under the concrete, because this, I don't think that thing's going to budge. But anyway, I'm not worried about it. It's not sticking up at about 3 inches, and it's not very big around, so it'll be fine the way it is. Looks a lot better than it is, that's for sure.
Put a garden gnome or something over the top of it, and they'll never know it's there until it grows back.
Well, I'm headed back to the house. I'm going to get my edger, and I need to get a blade for it. I wore the blade out on it the other day, and actually didn't get to finish my yard because of the blade, so I'll probably buy a couple of blades, and I'm going to go back over there and see if I can make their walkway that goes up to the house look a little better. It'll definitely look better than it does now.
Who have they got it listed with?
Let's see. You know, I don't know. I think it's InvestiNet, and that's the company she works for. And I don't know how that works, because they're financial. You know, they do financial recovery for companies, and so I don't know how she has it listed with them, but anyway, I'll have to ask her about that.
Not as just curious. I was going to look up the house, but my internet just went down, so I ain't going to do that either, so anyway. I'm just sitting here with the dog curled up in a corner and fiddling around on the computer, yapping. Might go up and try and accomplish something here in a little while.
I mean, you know, sometimes, some days I just sit around and do nothing, absolutely nothing, or next to it. So, but anyway. There's always something to do around the house, and my wife, she's still working, and she's always complaining about something needing to be done.
Yeah, well, I think my wife's going to retire here sometime in the coming year, and and if that's the case, we're probably going to move, something I'm not exactly looking forward to, so I've got a number of things I got to do around here.
Do I have any antennas to take down, that kind of thing?
I'm working off of a magnetic antenna that's hanging upside down from my ceiling fan, so that's not going to take long.
November, Yankee, Kilo, Flash, Romeo, 6-1, repeater. The time is 3 p.m.
ADBA. Inverted on your fan. I tell you, I've heard a lot of things. I've heard people having a mag mount on a washing machine. And I use one in my bonus room for a while. I had my 2-meter rig up there, and I just had it on a little metal plate, not much bigger than the mag mount itself. And I was hitting 6-1 full quieting from that position. It's amazing what you can do.
Well, I'm down in the basement, but the house is up on a hill, and the basement opens out to ground level on the backside. And we've got two windows looking out, and the ceiling fan is almost equidistant and lined up with both of those windows. And that was the best reception I could find. So I got an old tuna can, washed it out, and hooked it to the bottom of the ceiling fan, because the bottom of the ceiling fan wasn't flat, and then put the antenna on that, and it working fine.
Sure, now you got it to mount to a ceiling fan. Well, that's good. As long as it works. Now, I tell you, I've always wanted a house with a basement. We've talked about moving, but if we did, we would probably have to take on a house payment, and not much of one, but a house payment nonetheless, and to get what we want, and neither one of us really wants to do that.
Understand that, and I swore the last house I was in, they were going to have to carry me out and put me straight into the hearse, because I wasn't going to move again. After 20 years in the Army, I got tired of moving. And then she got the job up here in Spartanburg. So we moved again, and I thought, okay. And his basement was the guy's workshop, and I'm not exactly a workshop type of guy. So I did quite a bit of work down here and turned it into my bar, office, library complex. And now that I've got it the way I want it, she's talking about moving again. And that's like, Lord, never say never.
It's like the very thing you say you're not going to do anymore is the very thing you find yourself doing again.
Yeah, I've made that mistake more than once. You'd think I'd know better by now, but, yeah.
For sailors in a subdivision called Pheasant Ridge, there's about 250 homes back in there, and it's only one way in, one way, one way out, so... nobody goes in there to cut through. there ain't one. The only people we have driving through there are residents, and it's a nice house. It's kills my parents, and it's about, I think it's about 12, 14 years old. But it's paid for, so, and we've made a lot of changes. We put a lot of money into it, but, my wife, she's been talking about wanting to move, so, I'm not going to argue with her.
Generally a losing proposition. Yeah, we sunk a fair amount of money into this place, getting it the way we wanted it. It's about a 25-year-old house, but we dropped a sizable chunk of change getting it the way we wanted it, and then I've dropped a sizable chunk of sweat equity down here in the basement getting it the way I want it, and the only thing I wish is that the bedroom was on the first floor, because those steps are getting longer every day.
I could give you the advice that Kevin... I can't think of Kevin's call. We were saying something about, changing the house, and he said, just take a chainsaw to it. if you eliminate the first floor, then that would put your bedroom on the first floor.
Yeah. Sounds like it'd be easier just to move. Find something that's all one floor somewhere, and if I can't find something that I like that's all one floor, I guess I'll have to build another house.
Always doable. I used to frame houses when I was in high school in the summer. I worked for a framing crew, and we framed one in Wellington Green, and one in Chanticleer, and then I worked for a friend of mine, it's just him and his dad, and they built a house right off of Cleveland Street, and this is back in the 70s, it was a $90,000 house back then, so you can imagine what it'd be worth now, and it was three-story. And we dug the footers by hand. We We got into red clay before we got deep enough on one end, one corner at the back. I'll tell you, that was some tough going there.
Yeah, that old red clay don't dig easy, especially if you're doing it by hand.
You know, a lot of equipment. He didn't have a backhoe or anything like that, and so we were using pick and shovel, and pickaxe and shovel, and there was three of us, and we got it done. But it wasn't a whole lot of fun. I finally decided to go back to college. I went back to college after that summer. And, which is a good thing. So anyway, well, I'm pulling in the garage here, so let me say 73s again, John. I'll be back in here in a minute. KB4 CPA Mobile.
4RJN 73s, you take care of yourself now. I may have to go do something here in a minute, but if not, I'll be listening. Okay, and 4RJN, I'm clear.
DJC monitoring.
4CBA mobile.
4CBA, DK82BSG. How you doing?
It's a blast from the past. So, how you been doing, Glenn?
I guess I'm in the Clinton area dead zone here. You're sort of being squelched in and out. Yeah, no, I'm fine. How you been?
Good. I hope you had a Merry Christmas, and the beginning of your new year is starting off right, and all that. Yeah, one thing you'll notice about the repeater is they shorten the squelch tail. It's very short, and as for the EchoLink station, so they can. You know, they have to wait until the squelch tail drops out before they can jump in there.
Well, is your reception is lousy enough that you're periodically getting squelched? Because, you know, I'm in Clinton. I went to look on the property, and I want to do some shopping and go home. This is one of the areas I kind of have trouble with.
Well, it's kind of lightweight Hampton, too. I'm coming up on a noisy section on Wade Hampton up here at Wade Hampton High School. It's just a few hundred yards, but it gets pretty scratchy.
What I should do is open the squelch all the way, because I got tone squelch set up. This repeater does have an output tone.
I know it does.
There's an output tone of 88.5. So I could have done that as well, just to open the squelch up. Yeah, but that opens the squelch up for all the channels. So that's not a solution.
Most repeaters that I lock on, if they have a tone, they have a transmit and the transmit and receive tone the same. I didn't know this one had one.
There's no input tone because I guess there's interference between this one and someone in Tennessee. So I guess the owner of this repeater says, well, we were here first. You put a tone on your input. I'm not doing it to mine. But there is a tone on the output.
Heard something today. Well, I'm headed to the hardware store, and I'm going to get a blade for my edger. I've worn it down to nub, hitting the concrete with it, and so it has outlived its usefulness.
Sounds like a metaphor for everything. Everyone and everything by the time you're my age has outlived its usefulness. Anyway, let me drop into Bilo here, and I'll call you again when I come out. KV4 CVA, KV2 VNC, have you clear?
I'm getting ready to pull in the parking lot, so talk to you later. KD2 BNG, KV4 CBA mobile clear.